So again, from the teachings that Anaya Khan gave to students from his handwritten little book, the phrase is, balance my life that I may know and act aright. Balance my life that I may know and act aright. Breathing in, balance my life, and out, that I may know and act aright. Breathing in, balance my life, and out, that I may know and act aright. Balance my life, that I may know and act aright. Continue breathing in the first phrase and out the second. My life, that I may know and act aright. There's another beautiful prayer by Anaya Khan that I'd like to share with you. I think it really relates to this subject very well. It's not often said in our groups or our circles, but it is one that has always resonated deeply with me, and I say it, and I know that some of those that are in the inner circle also say this prayer. The prayer is called Dawa, spelled D-O-W-A, and the meaning of Dawa is to call out, to summon. Think of that, to call out and to summon. Listen to the words, see what's being called out or summoned. Save me, my Lord, from the earthly passions and the attachments that blind mankind. Save me, my Lord, from the temptations of power, fame, and wealth, which keep man away from thy glorious vision. Save me, my Lord, from the souls who are constantly occupied in hurting and harming their fellow man and woman, and who take pleasure in the pain of another. Save me, my Lord, from the evil eye of envy and jealousy, which fall upon thy bountiful gifts. Save me, my Lord, from falling into the hands of the playful children of the earth. They might use me in their games. They might play with me, and then in the end break me, as children destroy their toys. Save me, my Lord, from all manner of injury that cometh from the bitterness of my adversaries and the ignorance of my loving friends. Amen. The bitterness of my adversaries and the ignorance of my loving friends. So, a couple of very short readings before closing the session today. And this is just a paragraph from the Social Gothicus on the subject of the path of initiation. Hazard and Icon teaches, in the true sense of the word, initiation, the word itself is its meaning. Initiation means taking an initiative in the direction which is not generally understood by others. Initiation means taking an initiative in the direction which is not generally understood by others. Therefore, initiation needs courage and the tendency to advance spiritually. Although it may not seem to be the way of everyone in life, therefore, the first duty of the initiate, or one might say, here the word is used, murid, which is student, means student. Therefore, the first duty of a murid is not to be shaken in faith by any opposing influence or anything said against the path one has taken. One must not allow oneself to be discouraged by anyone. The murid must be so firm in their path that if the whole world says it is the wrong path, the murid says it is the right path. If anyone says that it will take 1,000 years or perhaps more, the murid must be able to say, if it takes 1,000 years, I will have patience to go through it. That is specific about the path of initiation, but the path of initiation is many things people undertake. An educational endeavor, a relationship, a move, transformation of our being. So, not to be discouraged, to have courage. Now I have one more story, and this is such a sweet story. This is from the book titled Once Upon a Time, Early Day Stories About My Beloved Mother or Father and Mother by Hadayat Anayat Khan. So these are childhood memories that he's put in a collection of books. It's about to be republished again when we have time to do that. But I've also submitted it to a publisher that's reviewing it in India, who's about to publish and distribute another text by Murshid Hidayat, which is the title will be Spiritual Liberty. This text, again, is Once Upon a Time, Early Day Stories of My Beloved Father and Mother. And this is called a jug of cool water. And again, it highlights this idea of courage from a child's point of view. Each day, we children were given a particular subject of concentration, such as imagine this is Anayat Khan now teaching his children, right? So each day we children were given a particular subject of concentration. Remember that subject to overcome self-consciousness, bring your mind into every activity, you see? So here he's giving his children the subject of concentration, maybe to keep them out of trouble. They can keep concentrating. Okay, so. For instance, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, kindness, politeness, nobility, humility. And in the evenings we came to our father, who was Hazrat Anayat Khan, to tell whether or not we had really truly concentrated on the chosen subject. One day the subject of concentration was courage. In the evening on that same day, a dinner party had been arranged, on which occasion several guests had been invited. This being, of course, quite a problem for our mother, especially on some very hot days during the summer school in Suresnes, which is in France, which is where they lived. In those days, running water from the tap came out almost as warm as the sun outside. And I don't know about you, but I'm not getting cold water out of my taps these days. It's like bath water, isn't it, from the heat? So this is relating to that. And he says, besides, in those days, there was no such thing as a refrigerator. And consequently, cool drinks could not just possibly be served. As soon as the guest had been seated at the very beautifully decorated dinner table, our father asked, "Who will go to fetch cool water in the cellar?" Each one present looked at each other, hoping that the other would do it, but nothing happened. Then, remembering all of a sudden that courage had been the subject of concentration that day, I jumped up. It's very small. He's told us, maybe you were there, someone was there with me, told the story when it was a very small boy when this happened. I jumped up and ran right down into the dark cellar while screaming at the top of my voice, in order to cover up my fright of the mice, the spiders, the bugs, and the imaginary phantoms. And he tells that story. It was just like, I ran away, running all the way down. After a lot of searching, I finally found the magic tap, out of which cool water was flowing from under the ground. And when I came back up with the jug of cool water in my trembling hands, my father took it from me and said, "This shall be a blessing for you during your whole life." And my father added, "That terrifying experience shall remain in your memory as the happy remembrance in your life, because at that very moment, you have wanted to vanquish your fright with all the strength of your willpower for the sake of an ideal, the ideal of courage, which was the subject of concentration this day." Yes, indeed, I could really not think of any happier moment than the great joy experienced in having the privilege of being able to have done just only that much for my beloved father. What a sweet story, but it is a very vital story, even to a man now who's 21, according to him, but I'll give you a secret, 93 he just turned. But he still remembers that story so clearly in his mind. And it sounds like that basement or that cellar was quite a frightening place, especially for a young boy, and I think for the others there at the table as well. No one volunteered. So for a few moments, let's again reflect on that first phrase we did as a breath practice. Give me new spirit of enthusiasm and courage to proceed on life's path. Breathing in, give me new spirit of enthusiasm and courage. And breathe out to proceed on life's path. Give me new spirit of enthusiasm and courage to proceed on life's path. So before we have concluding comments and prayer, I'd like to just remind everyone that we offer you the opportunity to be generous. We do have a little basket on the table. Nothing's required. The class is free. But let me tell you how some of the money that you've offered here has helped. We always take money with us to Holland to help support the parent organization, which makes all these texts available to us in one form or another, helps with the preservation of the grave site, which is called the Darga of Hazrat Anayat Khan in India, and helps with a number of things at the Secretariat Office in The Hague. Also, in May, someone called me who doesn't live here, but who works at our regional camp with the children. And she really wanted the opportunity to go to the big camp in California to work there with the children to learn, because that camp is a very big camp, has many children, has a lot of children attending it. And she wanted to go and work with the people there that are professional educators that are working with the children. Which, of course, we see from these stories how important it is. In each instance, these great beings were, they had a great mentor that would help them. And and this is a person that doesn't really have the capacity to travel or whatever. And so she called, because I have a very strong interest in our children, in the Sufi community, and also worldwide being well educated in moral and spiritual matters, and sometimes things can get reduced to just mere play without a lot of meaning, which can be rather indulgent. I think you have to have a balance again. So she was wanting to learn some more, and so on all of our behalf, I offered her something to help with that. So this is why I'm asking for contributions as you feel called to. And please know that nothing is too small. And we also help, as you know, with the Tibetan refugees. I'm going to ask Bria, can you send the link to the PayPal, which also has our address? And also people should know about the work of John Sisopa. You can send that link as well. This helps Tibetan refugees living in exile. And I won't go into all the things that we do. They're listed there. Our whole resume of the projects done in the refugee camps is also there. So, no amount's too small. A dollar in India is 47 rupees. It goes a long way. So, and you know, it's energy. When we give energy, energy flows back to us. So consider being generous, but don't hurt yourself with your own generosity. There are also a few things coming up. You'll be receiving email announcements, but we also have, you know, next month, September 13th, is the 100th anniversary of when Anayat Khan left India to bring the Sufi message to the West. So we'll be, my sister, Cecily Mudita Sabato, is actively involved in helping to coordinate a number of community events that weekend, beginning on Thursday and going through Monday, so the 9th through the 13th. And of course, there should be another date on here, the 7th, right? It's Sharif's birthday, it's my birthday, and it's Mushraf Khan's birthday, who was one of the murshids of the Sufi movement. He was one of the companions, brother of Hazrat Anayat Khan. So his birthday is also on the 7th. But at any rate, it didn't make it to this calendar, but we will note that here in the atmosphere. So the Thursday, beginning with the Dances of Universal Peace, hosted by our beautiful Rahaniyat community here, going into a whole series of events. Of course, we'll be having class on the 11th, and Monday the 13th is the actual 100th anniversary of Hijrat Day, is what it's called, commemorating Anayat Khan coming to the West. So we have that, and amongst those events, on Sunday, will be a universal worship service at Unity Temple in the main sanctuary. And the subject is on freedom, spiritual liberty, the path of spiritual liberty. So we have some flyers. Both of those flyers are on our table where we'll have some treats in a few moments. And is there anything else? So yes, just make sure that you pick up one of those. And as I said, we'll be sending an email. Emails, probably. Anything else? And you sent the links? And Joe. Someone's asking about Joe, my husband. Joe, you know, he's
accountant working.
Yes, he is. He's creating the whole budget for this whole region of where he works, and it's been daunting. He's been leaving at
just
6 in the
sure
morning and not coming home
until
10 at night. So send him some good energies almost at the end of the resolution of that, and it's daunting to think that, you know, literally thousands of lives are influenced by how the funds are allocated, and the responsibility falls on his shoulders entirely. So, you know, it's really a big deal. So he's been very involved in that since the end of July. I think he has to have it all finalized and in on Thursday. So finally, he and I will have a weekend, God willing, next weekend together. I hardly have seen him. Just trying to offer support in every way that I can otherwise. So, that's where Joe is.
Okay.
We miss him. So just again, let's just reflect on this teaching so that it'll be highlighted in our minds until we meet again. This idea of training the ego and the subject of vanity, where let's notice, let's concentrate, like as if we're little children receiving that practice from Hazrat Anayat Khan. Notice when we're waiting and wanting approval, when we're waiting and looking to see if someone's watching us to approve, and know that that hinders our progress. Notice that that imprisons us. But if we can find the contact with the inner truth, the inner light of our being, we will be guided rightly, even if it appears to be in the face of opposition. stick with the purification practices in whatever form you can remember them. Many of you in the room have been given them, but just remember, keep one's intentions pure, one's heart clear, and act rightly from that perspective. To thine own self be true. To know thyself is to know God. And just as easily as people will put one on a pedestal, they tear that pedestal down. So please do not allow oneself to become subject to the whims of others in that way. Feel the truth of your own being, the courage, the enthusiasm, the light. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone has a different opinion. Let them have it, but free yourself. Be free. With palms upward, let us recite the prayer Khatun. O thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and unity, Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts, that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit and unite us all in thy perfect being.